Governor Doyle and GOP legislators are getting behind a bill to ratify the Great Lakes Compact, which primarily tries to make it even tougher for large water transfers out of the Great Lakes Basin. The bill also clarifies how communities and counties that straddle the basin might qualify for water from the Big Lakes. A special legislative session on the measure will be held a week from today. Environmental groups caution they haven't seen a final version of the bill, but like what they know so far. Attorney Jody Habish-Sinikin of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the agreement also makes sure that use of surface and groundwater for bottled water will be subject to the standards of the compact.
It's important because the decision-making standard will require applicants for bottled water withdrawals and prospective users to demonstrate that there will be no adverse environmental impact, that conservation and other protective measures have been undertaken first.
Business groups are also praising the compact agreement. Scott Matthew of the Metropolitan Builders Association of Greater Milwaukee says he's happy the basin's straddling communities may find easier access to the Great Lakes.
There's several counties along that divide that, from a regional standpoint, is going to be very positive for this region, and it will help maintain our competitiveness.
The apparent harmony in Wisconsin does not complete the Great Lakes Compact. It could face more struggles in Ohio and Michigan before going to Congress. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.